Black and Abdallah on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
Of lollygagging.
Thank you, Lynn Casper. White Sox baseball on ESPN 1000 all summer long. You'll be able to hear Lynn Casper and Darren Jackson with Connor McKnight each and every night here on ESPN 1000. We have White Sox breaking news this evening. The Sox are trading Dylan Cease to the San Diego Padres. Now, Abdallah, what type of a haul did the White Sox get back?
According to Bob Nightingale and John Morosi, the White Sox are receiving number 5 prospect Drew Thorpe and number 8 prospect Jairo Iriarte.
Okay.
In a package from the Padres.
It's a nice package.
You don't know that.
It sounds good. 5 and 8. All right.
In their system.
Yeah, no, I know.
Not like 5 and 8 overall.
No, I know.
I'm trying to see if those are the guys that... nope, it's not Salas or Merrill. So.
MLB.com has Thorpe at 85 on their prospect rankings.
Thank you, Jack.
And what about the other guy? Iriarte?
I do not see him in the top 100.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Jack. Jack McGrath. Here with Sean Graney tonight, producing tonight's show. So those are not the names that Carmen was lusting after?
No. I texted him, who are these guys, and he has yet to respond. So who are these guys?
Look it up. Look at Abdallah here on
ESPN. I don't know who they are.
Well, look it up.
Jack just told us who they were. One he can't find.
85 and who knows?
When's the 85th prospect in Major League Baseball?
All right, so that's the news out of baseball this evening. The Padres are trading for Dylan Cease. I'm deliberately giving this information so we get the over on Sylvie's 2 minutes of baseball talk on the show.
Well, and also the Padres are en route to Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah, did you know that they are going to play games?
Yeah. Next week.
That count.
Yeah.
Even though spring training is still going, and then they will return to America.
And I don't Cease was just completed his medicals. And now I don't know if he gets a separate plane to Seoul, South Korea, or if he just waits for them to return and starts maybe on opening day for them back in San Diego. I don't know.
So there you go. There's the haul.
So the 85th ranked prospect and an unknown ranked prospect, and that's 3 minutes of baseball talk. Okay, cool.
We have been talking Bears football as day three of wall-to-wall coverage of will Justin Fields be traded around free agency in the National Football League take place this week? And the answer to this point is no. Joe Flacco just signed with Indianapolis within the last hour. So Flacco is going to Indy as a backup. We've seen a bunch of different backups land places. The Giants get a new backup. The Jets get a backup. The Browns get a new backup. There are people signing all over in spots that we thought could possibly be a landing place for Justin Fields. And the conversation that we were having is, you think that Ryan Poles should do right by Fields and just release him. I don't think the Bears should just give up on a prospect like that. Like, he's not going to be your quarterback for the future, but they shouldn't just release Justin Fields. You got to get something back
What's
in return.
Worth?
Hopefully at least a fourth round pick. That would be nice.
He's not worth anything right now.
I would like something more than that.
You're making 3 phone calls. You're calling the Eagles, you're calling the Cardinals, and you're calling the Seahawks. That's it. And those are names we just came up with today.
Yeah.
Like, those names weren't in the mix earlier. It was the Falcons and the Steelers. And then it was like, okay, maybe the Giants. Oh, oof. Okay, maybe the Command. I guess not. All right, maybe the Colts. Oh, not the Colts. Okay, too. All right. Titans? Nope, not the Titans. Okay, fine. All right. And now you're like, there are 2 to 3 backup spots left in the NFL. And you think you're getting a fourth for Justin Fields? Not to compete. Like, these aren't, like, he's not competing with Jalen Hurts. He's not competing with Kyler Murray. He may compete with Geno Smith. I doubt it. Geno Smith's owed a good chunk of change over the next 2 years. So you're looking at strictly backups, and you want a fourth?
Yeah.
I'm hanging up.
You can't just release him. You suggested 10 minutes ago that the Bears release him. You can't do that.
Why not at this point?
I don't think you can. 312-332-3776. You wait for someone to get injured, and then they get desperate, and they trade.
So this is going into training camp. This is going into the preseason. This is bringing Justin Fields and Caleb Williams into OTAs, into training camp, into the preseason.
I don't want to do that.
Possibly the regular season. Then you're going to have to release him.
We go to Bong Water Chad on the north side. What's up, Chad?
Shalom, gentlemen.
What's up, Chad?
First off, as always, I would like to thank you two for warning the public and keeping them informed at the ever-whelming AI threat. Thank you for
doing
your part.
Thank you.
I very much appreciate it.
We have a story on that tonight, by the way.
Maybe.
That's why I love you guys. Also, I'm just going to throw it out there real quick. I miss Mitchell. I know a lot of people don't like him, but... I miss him. Bring him back, Danny. I miss him.
Now Zerbin's the only one you need to appeal for that because...
I understand that. Also, yeah. But, I mean, if I could appeal to Zetterman, Mitchell would have a weekly segment, Zoo News would be every night, and you guys would be on from 10 to noon. But apparently he doesn't answer my emails, you know, because I've only been calling for 20 years, and I'm not that important. So... I have to say, Abdallah's right. And I'm not saying release him tomorrow. But this is what it's going to come down to. The entire NFL has just shown you what we all thought he was. Nobody wants him. Nobody. Nobody's even offered us a six-round pick or next year's six-round pick or some brand-new cleats or a bucket of chicken. Nobody wants this guy. You cannot bring him into camp. Look at what's happened to the fan base. This is the most crazy I've ever seen Bears fans divided in my entire life. And it will happen in the locker room as well. You're going to bring in distractions. It's going to be a media issue. It's going to turn into a massive circus. No, I would love to get something for Justin Fields, but the fact is we are not going to get anything for him. And sooner than later, we are going to have to cut him. Love you guys. Have a great night.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for the kind words as well.
Bongwater Chan's a long time guy.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been screening his calls since we were young producers that night.
Long time guy.
Like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Johnny in Roscoe Village here on ESPN 1000. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got a question, hypothetical. So the Bears get Caleb Williams. What other team right now, if they were able to get the number one draft, that would take Caleb Williams?
What's the question?
So, the Bears have the number one draft.
Yes.
Any team right now, as of today, with all these free agent quarterbacks going here and there, if the Bears, say, pick them or trade the draft, which team right now would be going for Caleb Williams at that number one pick?
Well, a lot of teams.
Yeah.
A lot of teams. All right, guys. The last quarter, you know, he talked about Mitch. I believe Fields is better than Mitch. But here's the thing. I talked to you guys the other night. The Bears, you know, this past year and for many years, we talked about the O-line. We talked about having a quarterback that could sit in the pocket, but they can't because of the O-line. Okay, so we know we need a center. We need a wide receiver.
I know where this is
a
going.
A couple of defensive guys.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You looking for a haul?
He wants a haul.
You want a haul, Johnny?
No, I'm not looking for a haul. I think the Bears, I don't know. I think he's going to trade. He's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat this year again. And I think they're going to keep Justin.
To the haul.
You guys, hold on. Now listen to me. You know, 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about a first, second round pick for Justin.
Yeah.
Right now, we're talking third, fourth, fifth round. No, come on.
I need a fifth.
Yeah.
A fifth for Justin.
You're
I don't have a fifth round
right.
pick this year. I need a fifth.
Johnny, you're not getting a fifth.
No. Oh, no. I don't want it. You know what? Keep Justin another year.
So you want
Let's get the center. Hold on. Let's get a center.
Hold on.
Another offensive lineman. Okay? Yeah, I mean, last year, if you look at the tapes, and you guys watch the games, I mean, that O-line, even with Justin in, you know, him running 30, 40, 50 yards. Then you get Tyson Bagent, the same thing. The pocket collapse, he's running 20, 30 yards. okay? But the difference between Tyson and Fields, Tyson, he releases the ball quick, he reads the field, and he can run. And my point was the other day when I called
you
guys.
So is this a pro Bajan call?
Well, you know what, guys? You know what? Let's stay with Fields this year.
Get the haul. Get the haul.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? You know what? Let's go get that wide receiver.
Yep, get them all, right, Johnny? Get them all. Get everybody. Draft everybody.
All right, thank you, Johnny.
Come on, guys.
Hold on.
Thanks, Johnny.
Hold on.
All right, have a good night, guys.
All right, okay. I hope I'm not the only one that caught it.
He's the hold-on guy.
What?
He's the hold-on guy.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But Bongwater Chad was not talking about Mitchell Trubisky.
No, he was not. He was talking about he who shall not be named Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah. And no, he's not on the line.
He's not on the line.
Danny, he's not on the line, Danny.
But I thought that was great that Johnny thought that Bongwater Chad was suggesting that Mitch returns.
Hold on.
That's who he thought he was talking about Trubisky. Yeah. Chad wasn't talking about Trubisky.
No, sir.
He was talking about the individual who calls this program who has been banned by Danny Zetterman.
Mm-hmm. Hold on.
So he wanted a haul, but he didn't want a haul.
Not the
but he
haul.
Wanted Fields, but he didn't but want needed, Fields because he wanted Bajant to play.
We need
play.
A tackle. We need a wide receiver.
Boy.
We need defensive end, but no haul. Hold on.
Boy.
Hold on.
Feels early, but would you like to play a game of door one or door two?
Oh, no. Door two.
We go to door one.
Just go with what I want to go with.
Eddie on the north side. Hello, Eddie.
My favorite show. So, boys, 6 weeks ago, I said Justin Fields will probably be a backup quarterback in the NFL next year or not even get a haul for anything. No first-round picks. And what has happened? Exactly what I said.
Victory lap, Eddie. I love it.
Go ahead.
Victory lap. I'm giving you the victory lap. I'm applauding.
Black Abdallah, you got to check out Resident
More
Alien.
Of a brown,
the
but...
thing is hilarious. The show. Did you guys see it?
Which show?
Resident Alien.
No. What's that?
Did you see Dale and Tucker Meet Evil? Come on, it's like a cult movie now.
No, what's that?
No.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about, Eddie?
The one guy in there is the star of this show, and he's like an alien that like landed on, America, and he's doing all this stuff. It's hilarious. It's awesome. I guarantee you, check it out. And if you haven't seen Dale and Tucker, it's great, too. It's about all these college kids that go in the woods and all these, it's great. But, hey, as far as Justin, it's a bad situation. But what I would do, and I'm not kidding you, this is the truth. If I could trade down, I would draft J.J. McCarthy.
Of course you would.
I would draft Marvis Harrison Jr. And that tight end Bowers, or whatever his name is. If you can bunch them together somehow and let them grow with the team, that's the Chicago Bears that will bring you to a Super Bowl.
So hold on, lay that out for me again. Who?
Marvis.
You want JJ?
From Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Harrison Jr.
Who?
Harrison Jr.
So JJ and who else? JJ and who else?
You called him Marvis Jr.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, give me a little slack here.
You've been calling him Marvis for 3 days, Eddie. You called him Marvis yesterday when I was on with Peggy. You called him Marvis the day before. You've been calling him Marvis.
Well,
Marvis isn't a real name.
It's his son.
That's Marvin.
No.
It's Marvin's son. He's a junior. They're both named Marvin.
But the tight end also.
Okay, tight end also. Brooke Bowers.
Black and Abdallah. ESPN Chicago.
Black and Abdallah are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Eddie, you're still on the line?
Yeah. I just left the thing. I had to go to Menards to pick up some parts for my job tomorrow.
Eddie, do you want to see who's behind door one? Abdallah picked door two. You were door two.
Let's see. Chase from the south side or Joey G?
All right, let's find out. You ready to find out, Eddie?
Yeah, I am.
All right, here we go. Door one. Chase on the south side. Hello, Chase.
Black, what's happening, man?
I'm good, Chase. What's up?
Hey, hold on. Hold on, Black. Hey.
We don't have time for this. We got a hard out tonight.
I know. Hey.
No, you don't.
Why do you say that? Why do you call Marvin Harrison Marvin? What do you call him?
You got to ask Eddie that.
Eddie, what did you call him?
Jack, can you bring up Eddie on your side over there? Eddie, go ahead. Why do you call him Marvin?
I was a big fan of his father when he was with Peyton Manning on the Colts.
His name's dad's name's Marvin. His name's Marvin. There's no S. There's no S.
They call him Marvin. You call him Marvin. Eddie, how do you like Caleb Williams?
Just let them do the show.
Oh, no. Oh, no. All right, Eddie, we'll talk to you later. Go ahead, Chase. What's on your mind?
No, I had to ask him because you guys ever noticed he never mentions, about Caleb Williams or anything. It's like he always throws random quarterbacks who nobody's thinking about. That's why I had to ask him that. He never mentions those guys.
Yeah, no, I noticed.
He never mentions Dayton Daniels or nobody. I'm not going to go there. But I don't know.
But, I'm with you.
Yeah, but the reason why I was calling about with Justin, now I got one place that nobody's talked about that he could go to that might be interesting to trade, and I say the Miami Dolphins. The reason why I say that is because you remember the coach from Miami, remember when Justin played the Dolphins that game?
Yeah.
And he told Justin, hey, Justin, you're killing us.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think of the Miami Dolphins?
And
Tua, Tua has had injury concerns too. You know, I know he's been healthy this past season, but injury concerns have been a question about Tua. And I know people aren't really all that high on Tua lately because of his recent struggles. So, I would say the Miami Dolphins is a team that I would keep an eye on as a possible destination.
All right, that's a good idea. Thanks, Chase. Abdallah. What Chase is suggesting, the Miami Dolphins, they have 6 picks in the upcoming draft. They have 2 sixth-round picks. Would you take their first of 2 picks in the 6th round for Justin Fields? That would be pick number 184.
At this point, yeah, sure, yeah.
It would be the 8th pick in the 6th round. Would you take that pick from the Miami Dolphins for
Poles
Justin Fields?
I think just sitting there waiting for his phone to ring at this point. I think he'll take anybody that answers.
Because the one thing that I think you have to really consider with this situation is the Bears have 5 picks in this year's draft. They have no picks past the 4th round.
Yeah.
So you do need to collect something somewhere in the later rounds. I imagine we'll see Poles move back either in the 3rd or the 4th round to collect a 5th or a 6th round pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could take, say, that pick from Miami, which is what, 184 in the 6th round, that's the 8th pick in the 6th round, would you do that for Justin Fields?
Yeah, I feel like at this point, Ryan Poles is sitting there next to his phone waiting for it to ring, and like he gets to half a ring and wants to reach for it, and like Ian Cunningham is like, stop, don't touch it. You just wait. Let it ring like 3 times so they know you're not desperate, and then pick up and go, hello? Because, like, you have to be desperate at this point. No one wants your player.
Could the Bears play it this way where they publicly act as if they don't trade him, they're just going to bring Justin Fields back, and you wait for Fields to make the next move? Is it possible for them to play that way? And what I mean by that is,
he requests a trade?
Yeah.
Aren't we doing that, like, without actually doing it at this point?
You kind of are, but he got so much heat for removing the Bears from Instagram or from unfollowing the Bears on Instagram. He didn't remove them from his page.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine his play would be, yeah, I'm just going to be happy and show up and try and win the job. It seems like he was not happy with whatever took place for him to stop following the Bears on Instagram, for his dog to stop following the Bears on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which is a real thing.
No,
it's
I know.
It's not just speculation.
I know.
He did this.
He admitted
and
it.
And the timing.
He admitted it.
I think is interesting to how the timing played out on that.
Yeah, and I think that you take whatever you can for him right now. And I'm with you that you don't have to release him right now at this moment. Like, I don't expect us to wake up tomorrow and to see tweets from Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport saying that the Bears have released Justin Fields. I think that this is going to go into the draft. And if you don't get a taker by the end of the draft, before you have to make a decision on the fifth-year option, that's when they'll end up releasing him. Because you wait until the draft and see if there's a taker. Or maybe if you have to move back and you want to throw Justin Fields into it to sweeten the deal so you get a better pick, that's fine. But at a certain point, you can't have the two quarterbacks go to OTAs and training camp together. You can't. And this isn't some... I'm so glad that former Chicago Bear, a man over the middle, Tom Waddle, agrees.
Man over the middle.
Yeah, getting rocked. There's pictures of him upside down.
No, I don't.
Concussed, not knowing where he is.
He bled for the team.
Bled for the team. The man who only knew competition because he went undrafted says that it's not good for the team to have both quarterbacks there at the same time. You can't have that. So if it gets to that point, you have to release him.
We go to Mike in Norwood Park. You're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man.
Listen, I just personally, as a Bears fan, I've gotten so tired of hearing about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams and blah, blah, blah. Listen, we think we have our Theo Epstein as this GM. So to me, this is his do or die year, whether or not he could figure it out. We have all these other intangibles that he's signing, which is cool, right? Replacing some voids and so on and so forth. I just don't see anybody coming about in this draft or anything being put together where it's just going to be like, oh, we're going to be, you know, playoff Super Bowl contenders next year. I just don't see it. Fact of the matter is, nobody knows if Fields is even leaving. Nobody knows. But it's not a good sign when nobody wants the guy.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, you know, but I agree with you guys 100% that you cannot have both guys on the same team. You know, that would just, in a way, be bad blood because you know that, you know, the other guy is out for the other. So I just, you know, the Bears have done okay, but you know what? Listen, let's just get it right. Let's just get it right. I mean, you can get a guy like Kirk Cousins, who just signed a ridiculous deal at 36, but the guy knows how to play that position. Now give him the weapons that we're talking about trying to go after. And he's going to be good.
Yeah.
So we just don't know if Fields is leaving. But I'll tell you what. We think we got Theo of the GMs for the Bear. You know, the Bears. But we'll see what he does this year. To me, this is either you know what or get off the toilet for the most part. And I'll listen to your guys' explanation, but that's just how I feel. You know?
Thanks,
nobody
Mike.
Knows.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You guys and have a good night.
You too, Mike. I would say the one thing, yeah, we don't know at this moment how it's going to play out. I think what we've gathered with all the information that's out there, though, is we do know they were trying to shop him. We do know that it seems as if everyone in the league knows that the Bears are going to take Caleb Williams number one.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he was very impressive at the combine, meeting with different teams, meeting with Bears officials. There are no red flags. There's no debate who to take at number one. That's the player.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, do we know how this is going to play out? Technically, we don't. I have a good feeling that the way it's going to play out is draft night, first pick overall, Caleb Williams will be drafted by the Chicago Bears. How they handled the field situation, I really don't know how this is going to play out. I just don't think it'll happen with Fields being on the roster with Caleb Williams all at the same time.
No, and I think that, you know, my expectation for this team for next season was that they would be a playoff team. They would be competing for a spot in the playoffs. That the defense was going to improve, the defense was going to play better. That was also predicated on them spending money in free agency on marquee players,
yeah,
which they haven't done. They didn't add to the defensive line. You got some rotational offensive linemen. You got a backup tight end, and you got a running back that a lot of people think you overpaid for. So as of right now, I don't know. Because my assumption going in, and I guess I know what happens when you assume things right now.
You're a butt.
I'm a butt. Is that they didn't, like, I was assuming they were going to spend some of this cap space. We were talking about, hey, they got all this cap space. They got all this draft capital. They're going to draft Caleb Williams. They're going to improve at QB. They're going to get him a wide receiver. They're going to get a better defensive end. They're going to get a three technique in free agency. They're going to shore up this offensive line. They haven't done any of that. And we're 3 days into free agency, and all the guys are gone now. This isn't like the first night where you're like, oh, Danielle Hunter's still there. Ah, oh, maybe Khalil Mack gets released. Everyone's gone.
I thought that they would address a defensive tackle or an edge rusher on the first day of free agency. So your thoughts that you had, Abdallah, and my thoughts that, like, this team could go from a 7-win team to a 10-win team to a team that's in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're two years away from, like, competing for the NFC championship. That, to me, was with the idea that you're adding in free agency on the defensive line. So then you could use that ninth pick on Roma Dunze.
Yeah.
Or Malik Nabers.
Yep.
And then you're addressing all of your needs, and boom, we're off and running this next season. And it feels right now very much like 7-win team, will have a new quarterback, LA 8-9 wins. Like, we're not really pushing 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's, this team's improving, but we're kind of doing it from within the house instead of bringing in more talent. Having the fourth most amount of cap space hanging into free agency, this has been disappointing, the way they've handled this.
And this leads me to believe even more that they're going to draft Caleb Williams. Because if they were staying with Fields, I feel like they would throw the bank at it. They would have been heavy spenders in free agency, because they know if it doesn't work with Fields and they trade the pick and they stick with Fields and it doesn't work in the first year, they're gone. But if you draft Caleb Williams, you've got more room. You now are on the Caleb Williams clock. You've got 5 years, 4 years before the fifth year option kicks in to build this team while you have a cheap quarterback. So maybe they don't spend in this year's free agency. They spend in next year's free agency. You know, they've got the first round pick this year. They've got an extra second round pick next year from the Panthers. So they use that. Like, the path that they're going leads me to believe that they think they're still in the rebuilding years and not in the let's go for it years.
This is Chicago's home for sports on FM 100.3 HD2, the ESPN Chicago app, and ESPN 1000. This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Black and Abdallah
on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Listen to us now live on the ESPN Chicago app.
Continue with your football calls at 312-332-3776. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Weeknights, 6:30 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000. Abdallah, before we get back to the football calls, we got this story from Popular Science. You know, we like to keep our eyes on the happenings going on with robots and how they're planning on taking over the world.
Indeed.
You know how Boston Dynamics have that bot that walks?
Yeah.
No, they had the 60
minutes. They're like the first dog, right?
Yeah, they also have the upright ones like humans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, there's a company, Unitree Robotics. They've now released a robot that trots at 7.38 miles per hour, which is nearly 2 miles faster than the Boston Dynamics robots.
Okay.
So now these companies are creating these robots that stand like people, and they move, and they walk. Now they're trotting at a speed of 7 miles per hour, 2 miles per hour faster than what they were doing previously.
Okay.
Because we can't just have these robots milling about. Now they have to be speedsters.
All right. And our fastest human has been clocked at 27.78 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So they're still a little far away.
Sure.
But I don't like it. Here's the thing with robots.
Something chasing you at 7 miles per hour, you're not walking anymore. You have to move.
What doesn't scare me, Chris, is something that also runs after me. What scares me is the thing that just walks and is like, I'm going to get you. No, you run. Like when all those, the Freddy Krueger movies or the Jason movies, right?
Yeah, Michael Myers
would just walk. Like, he's not running.
He doesn't
need to run.
Jason doesn't want, he just walks too.
Yeah. I don't need to run to get you. I'm going to get you. That's
saunter.
Why I'm worried, because, like, I'm running through the woods, running away from this robot or whatever.
That's what never makes sense. They're always walking.
Yeah.
But
they know there's branches that you'll trip over.
The teen girl running away, going upstairs instead of out the front door.
And me.
She's always running, but he's catching up by just walking.
And me being the teen girl here running away from the robots.
Teen girl one.
Yeah, I'll be teen girl one. Jake will be teen girl two.
That is such an inside joke. Nobody will get the fact that Jake has done some acting, and in a role, he was teen boy one.
Now he's teen girl two. And we're running away from these robots, and I'm just yelling, I told you so! I told you so! I told you so!
Side note.
Yeah?
Jake showed up to work tonight and wasn't on the schedule and had to walk a shame home because he wasn't working tonight.
If Brendan is listening to this, Jake might need to start putting last names for Jake and Jack on the schedule. Because Jake showed up because he thought he read Jake, even though Jack McGrath is producing tonight. Jake showed up.
Sat here for about an hour.
For about a good hour. And then was like,
workshopping ideas with us.
And when Sean walked in, he was like,
oh no.
Damn it.
Oh no.
And looked at the schedule.
Not the first time he's done it either.
And it's not the first time. So if you're listening, Brendan, we might have to change to Jake
Blast
and
names.
Jack to McGrath and Cantu so there's not confusion.
All right, back to the robots. So, 2 miles per hour faster in these robots are now trotting.
Yeah.
The ones that you see on TV, these robots have, at some point, they're going to do tasks. They're probably going to work in those Amazon warehouses.
No, they're going to kill us. Yeah, they're going to work in an Amazon warehouse. Yeah, sure they are. Until they realize how much it sucks to work in an Amazon warehouse, and then they're going to come for us, and they're going to kill us.
There's hardworking people that work in those warehouses.
Yeah, and they don't like it.
No,
I've seen the documentaries, Chris.
Some of them probably enjoy it, because they can earn a living.
I'm not saying that they don't earn a living. I'm just saying that they probably, a lot of them, if you watch documentaries, don't like it.
I also have this story for you. This comes from the Washington Post. You see this last week, that the Pentagon has said that the United States is not hiding crashed alien spacecraft?
Sure they're not.
There's no evidence that aliens have visited Earth.
Yeah.
The Defense Department said in a report released last Friday, it reviewed the U.S. investigations into UFOs from 1945 to today.
Okay.
And that there are no crashed alien spacecraft hiding anywhere in this country.
No.
That's from the Defense Department at the Pentagon.
Sure it is.
It was a big report released on Friday.
Yeah, okay. Don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Don't believe it. Not for a second.
Why? Because you talked to Eddie tonight?
No, that's the me telling my parents the weed is my friends. You know, it's my friends. I'm just holding it so their parents don't find it.
Of course. It's what we all do.
Yeah.
You hold it.
Yeah. No. It's not my weed, Mom. Don't worry. Nothing to see here. No aliens. It's all good. Just keep moving. No. Don't look at Area 51. Don't look at all the other evidence that we have that people have had close encounters with third kinds. No. It's cool.
But
nothing
all
to see
the people
here.
Who have had encounters are whack jobs.
No, watch the episode.
Who's a normal person that's had an encounter with an alien?
Watch the episode of Unsolved Mysteries that just came out. Within the last year.
Is that the one that talks about the sightings over at O'Hare, too?
Well, no, it's the one that's about
where planes land, but they think that they see UFOs, even though they're planes landing?
This one is about over Lake Michigan.
What do they see over Lake Michigan?
There's a guy who was working as a weather, meteorologist, gathering data on weather.
Okay.
And he had an encounter, And then he talked to other people, like triangulated it with other people that saw the exact same thing at the exact same time he did. He got made fun of so much that he had to quit his job and went to go work with other people. Trust me, dude, just watch it. It's wild that everyone that they talked to, like 10 different people that have the same encounter at the exact same time.
Why wasn't this front page news then?
Huh? Because
what's the encounter? What did he see?
There was like, it's like flashing lights and it's like all this kind of stuff. Just watch it, man. Trust me.
There's a lot of lights in this city.
Yeah. It wasn't in the city.
All right, so the news from Washington. The Defense Department says since 1945 to now, there are no UFOs. There's no evidence of aliens. No evidence of their spacecrafts.
Don't believe it.
Nothing has visited this planet.
Never, ever believe it.
Chris in Jefferson Park, you're on ESPN 1000. Hello, Chris.
Hey, fellas. I don't know how you could have Caleb Williams and Justin Fields on the same team. It just, there's no way that could possibly work. But I'm thinking just the opposite of what you guys are thinking. You were just expressing it. If you were going to go take a splash in free agency and build around Justin Fields, I don't know how you draft Caleb Williams and not take a splash in free agency and say, hold on, we got to get a tackle. We got to get another receiver. We got to build the interior line. Because if that was the place of urgency, okay, to draft the number one pick and take it and keep it, don't you want to be ready for that guy? Don't you want to just get – I mean, Tyron Smith is still out there at left tackle. Wouldn't you just go get him and just say, hey, you know what? We're going to get this guy to protect you on your left. We already got that right tackle on this side. It doesn't seem like the Bears are acting in a place of urgency. And that's why I keep thinking, you know, they're going to keep Fields and they're going to just trade that number one pick. Because I don't think Brian Poles is completely sold. I think if he was sold on Caleb, you would see all sorts of activity in pre-agency. What do you guys think?
It's a fair point, Chris. I think, I don't know, I don't have an answer to why he hasn't been more active in free agency, but I don't know if I believe that he's not sold on Caleb Williams. Thanks for the call. Like, I don't think there's anything that's been out there. There's only been one spot. Peter King, 3 weeks ago, saying that I have no information, but I think the Bears are going to keep Justin Fields. That's the only place nationally that anyone is suggesting that they will not take Caleb Williams. I think if that was true, that the Bears were not planning on taking Williams number one, something somewhere would have leaked already with sources saying that there's speculation the Bears would be moving out of the first pick. Or they're looking at Drake May. Or they're this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
There's been none of that. And I don't think it's because the Bears are just so airtight sealed on giving away information. I think it's because everyone knows what's going to take place.
No, I agree with you. And I keep going back to if they were sticking with Fields, they'd be spending a lot more money. Because they're in win now mode with Fields. Because if it doesn't work with Fields, they would lose their jobs. Because they'd pass on Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, after passing on CJ Stroud. So if any of those three turn out to be as good as CJ was and leads their team to the playoffs, whatever team they end up trading to or whatever, they're the team that passed on those guys again after passing on CJ Stroud, which would earn yourself to be fired. So I think that they know they have time because they're drafting a quarterback, whether it's Caleb or Drake May or Jaden Daniels, whoever. I don't care who it is. The point is that they know that they're drafting a quarterback. They have more time. They have more flexibility with their money. They can spend next offseason, all that kind of stuff. If Justin was here, they'd be spending more.
We will have the song of the night coming up next here on Black and Abdallah. And also tonight, we had breaking news. At around 6 o'clock, the San Diego Padres and the Chicago White Sox are trading Dylan Cease from Chicago to San Diego. The Sox are getting back, their fifth and their eighth best prospects in the Padres system. So a big trade tonight for the White Sox as they send Cease to the Padres. We will have a report on the Chicago White Sox coming up next.
Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
It's Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Unbelievable. Abdallah body shaming here in the studio.
Eat a sandwich, dude.
Unbelievable. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Thanks to Jack McGrath and Sean Graney for producing tonight's show. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7:30 to 8. Black and Abdallah, Thursday night. We will be on After Bears Weekly right here on ESPN 1000. Abdallah, we have the song of the night coming up. We also have some time for more phone calls. But We do have breaking news tonight. The Padres are trading for Dylan Cease from the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox are getting back a haul of young prospects, the fifth and the eighth best prospect in the Padres system. So it's the news that we have tonight. Dylan Cease is traded to the San Diego Padres. Now, here on the show, Black and Abdallah, about, 4 years ago, we asked our friend who is an obsessive White Sox fan, Brian O'Connor, to give us White Sox reports.
Yeah, because he said that we weren't talking enough White Sox. This is before we were the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000.
Sure.
And he said, you guys don't talk enough White Sox. I'm going to give you guys a weekly White Sox report.
Boom.
We said, sure.
No problem.
Then we became the home of the White Sox, and we talk White Sox all the time.
Connor McKnight's on the shows. Len Casper's on the shows.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of White Sox content here on ESPN 1000. Well, with Brian, he continues the send. White Sox reports. We were no longer asking for these reports. But how about this? A special edition breaking news White Sox report from Bro Connor as the White Sox trade Dylan Cease to the Padres.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Bro Connor's proud of you.
It's a special edition of the White Sox reports. Thanks, guys. Yes, as you know, usually I like to thoughtfully prepare, you know, I'll gather all the data before I issue my first White Sox report of the year. But in light of this breaking news, you know, the bat signal went up. So here I am responding. You know, I'm not going to make you wait, you know, not like Bellinger to the Cubbies. You know, we had to wait all year for that to happen, you know, even though we all knew it was going to happen, you know. But it's fine. It's fine. You know, so Cease happened, and looks like we're going to get a haul. Pretty excited about that, for what it might mean for the White Sox. Yes, we're in rebuilding phase, you know, but we have new management, so God knows. You know, I can't say management without talking about the brilliant manager who's on the north side now. You know, Jed, again, finally gets his guy, and don't tell me that it's like Madden all over again, because we all... By the way, Madden, the guy that you love so much, winning your World Series, blah, 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 you ran him out of town! You know, he loved red wine so much, he just kicked him to the curb. So maybe he can go help Theo hire the next Liverpool manager. That's all we're ever going to get. You know, just brilliant guys who you run out of town because the friendly confines are so wonderful. The vines are flowing. Anyway, thanks for letting me talk about the White Sox.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Bro Connor's proud of you.
Baseball's back. There it is.
Thanks, Bro Connor.
There it is. Katie in Washington, D.C., you're on with Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. What's up, Katie?
Hi, Katie.
Hi, guys. So I saw a headline earlier this week. I guess the Pentagon was stating that in the 60s, everything people thought were UFOs were spy planes.
They're liars.
I don't know if everything they people saw were spy planes, but I do know that the U.S. had some pretty cool tech. In the 40s, my grandpa worked on a top secret program where we actually had TV camera controlled drones in World War II. So
really,
maybe there were some of them were planes, but yeah. So we've been able to remote control drones and also have pilotless planes since the 40s. So maybe some of those were that, but there probably were some of the weird stuff too.
Yeah, no problem, Katie. Thanks for the phone call. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. If you didn't get on tonight, please call back tomorrow for Black and Abdallah, 7:30 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000. Time for the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial?
Nothing.
There's no dial.
Song of the nighttime.
Yeah, it's
can't wait.
Never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night. Yo, Lynn.
Tonight's song, The Cars, You Might Think, from 1984. It's tonight's song of the night with Black and Abdallah. This song was on the album Heartbeat City, which was released March 13th, 1984.
40 years ago today. Wow.
How about that?
We were playing this, rolling this in earlier today, and Jack, who's producing the show, was watching the video with me and goes, this is the most 80s thing I've ever seen in my life. And it truly is. And it has been in a few like 80s movies. It's been in the movie Cars. It won the MTV Music Video for Video of the Year at the time. It went number one on the mainstream rock charts, number seven on the top 100, the Hot 100, sorry, the Hot 100.
But you kept it going.
Yeah, I like the Cars. The Cars are good.
It sounds very John Hughes-esque.
Yeah, it was like, the very first winner of Video of the Year. Because 1984 was the first year they did the Music Video Awards. And this song won the very first. It beat out Thriller? It beat out Every Breath You Take, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Thriller, and Rocket by Herbie Hancock.
Adam, you said the movies in Cars and Cars 2. According to cars.fandom.wiki.
What the hell?
This was actually a Weezer cover, not the actual The Cars
gross,
version.
Get out of here. Gross. Yeah. Disgusting.
Which is a little weird that disgusting. They wouldn't use The Cars version
Weezer
of Cars.
Weezer covers.
Disgusting.
All right, there you go. The Cars, You Might Think, from 1984. It's your song of the night.
It's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume, because it's time for Black and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
A lack of lollygagging.